You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast and we're looking ahead to the action at Ayr, Southall and Kempton on this edition. Sam Norris here, joined by former jockey James Millman to spin through four races on Wednesday as well as a look at the latest racing news. How are you today, James? In good shape?
Yeah, not too bad. Just seeing one of my dads frustratingly go from first to fourth in about 20 yards from the line.
Yeah, so it was a long old furlong, wasn't it, for Sweet Pursuit?
At Brighton, yes. That was a little bit frustrating, but no, here we are. Wasn't quite at breakfast with the stars this morning.
No.
Apparently, if you had a good morning at Epsom, and then we've got some interesting times ahead. Obviously, Derby not too long away, and I'd say lots to look forward to. Midsummer is on its way.
Indeed. Yeah, there's been a couple of interesting, well, one interesting market move and a bit of support as well for one of the horses at shorter prices on the back of Breakfast with the Stars this morning. Eminence is the first one we'll start with. That's 8-1 in from 10-1. Won the Craven very nicely, James. Didn't really get a plan in the Guineas, but Martin Mead and Connections have always sort of said that this horse is going to improve when stepped up in trip. And people were clearly infused with what they saw at Breakfast with the Stars in regards Eminence chances to what looks still a wide-ish open Derby, I thought.
Yeah, it is pretty open because obviously Churchill is not running. I think the fact that Bayador haven't seen anything amazing running in the trials as such suggests that they might be able to run one of their other southern horses. So there's no particular fancy, I don't think, amongst them.
Right.
One of those seven might be good enough. I think that's probably their logic. Churchill stamina is obviously going to be a question mark, a much easier opportunity staying over in Ireland for the Irish 2000 Guineas. It's a sensible decision, I think, because there's plenty of speed in the dam's pedigree and he might not stay. So, not surprised. It'd be nice for him to try to do a double. I just hope we have a classy Derby winner, not like last year's pretty poor bunch.
Would Eminence be classy enough in your opinion?
Definitely.
Yeah.
He was Craven very impressive winner in the Craven. A little bit like the Dante going into the Derby. Time was very short between Craven and Guineas, and it may have been that running a course record in the Craven just took the edge off him a little bit. Connections always thought that Amar might be a little bit on the sharp side for him anyway. The Guineas, they went slow-ish. Just nothing really particularly went right for him. So I think 8-1 is not a bad price there for Eminent. I think he should stay as a big step up from the mile to a mile and a half, but he's definitely interesting.
And the other one that's seen money since Breakfast with the Stars this morning, albeit not sufficient money for the traders to adjust his price, is Cracksman for John Gosden, who remains the 4-1 joint favourite with Cliffs of Moher. Obviously, sidestepped the Dante. That was won by Permian, who Cracksman had in behind at Epsom before. So the form has been well advertised and well boosted. And John Gosden's been fairly bullish about his chances as well in the
very bullish
in the press
this morning, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Saying he'll definitely stay, he'll definitely do this, definitely do that.
And he's not always the most bullish of trainers, is he, John Gosden? If we saw Aidan O'Brien say he'd definitely do X, Y, Z, we might take it with
a pinch of salt. They're always the best horse. Every generation is the best he's ever trained.
Indeed.
None of them are Galileo. yeah, he seems to be very happy at the moment. Golden Horn, same connections.
Yep.
They were very concerned about the trip, weren't they? Obviously, he was going to go for the French Derby, but they changed their mind. This one, I think this has always been the plan. Obviously, he went there for the Derby trial. I have not seen Mr. Walton since Cracksman shortened in betting because he said it had no chance in the Derby.
Did he not?
In that trial. He was very dismissive. So the fact that Mark Johnson's horse Permian's basically good form it a nice boost.
Yeah.
And I felt Frey Norton gave a horse a great ride in the trial and nearly got Cracksman's beat. So yeah, for me, Cracksman is an obvious one. Cliffs of Moher got the job done, didn't he, at Chester? Wasn't overly impressive, but he should improve for the run. Yeah, I just hope something comes out and wins.
Yeah,
wins nicely, because I want to have a good Derby horse this year.
And if the likes of Cracksman does win it, we've seen obviously with Golden Horn, connections were very sporting with Golden Horn, and we got to see it go time and time again. Went on to win the Arc later on in the season, went over to the States and contested there. Didn't see it in training again the year after, but at least the 3-year-old campaign, we got to see plenty of the last Derby winner that we had in these colours. So if it is Cracksman, we should hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. It might be one that's maybe keepers is a 4-year-old perhaps. Mm. But who knows? It's all very hypothetical at the moment.
Yeah,
we're
of
only
course,
in
yeah.
May still. But I just want to see something decent, because that's our nothing worse than a bad Derby.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a couple of horses then that have caught the eye of punters to come out of breakfast with his start this morning, and that is Eminent, who's 8-1 in from 10-1, and a bit of money for Cracksman, albeit remains a 4-1 chance. A little bit closer at hand then is the Brigadier Gerard Stakes at Sandown on Thursday. The final field for this one was declared this morning, and it's going to be a renewal that's going to be made all the more classier by the presence of Somi Dar in the race, James, who obviously had to sidestep York last week. Another John Gosden, I was going to say superstar, another one of John Gosden's premier horses that we didn't get to see on the Knaves Mire, but we'll be cracking to see her turn up in the Brigadier Gerard on Thursday evening at Sandown, and she adds a real touch of class to the race.
Yeah, definitely. John Gosden chickened out with such a running at York last week.
Horses welfare, James, come on.
Horses welfare, maybe. Don't think it's done any harm, but she goes here to Sandown instead. Made a little bit more of a one-sided contest, really. Real classy filly last year.
Yeah.
Really impressive in the Musadora. Such a shame her and Mining didn't have that match in the Oaks. I think it would have been set for an absolutely fascinating contest, especially with all the trouble Mining got into. So that was frustrating, but she proved at the end of the season how good she was. You'd imagine she'd improve again from 3-4. Noises are pretty good from the yard. She's getting the filly's allowance of £3 as well. Lots in her favour, I think. Chain of Daisy's actually another filly in the field for Henry Candy, making a first start of the season as well. Hasn't been seen for 271 days. She'll be interesting. It might not be as much strength and depth in this contest as you'd expect. Interesting one at a price would be Badar, who was very interesting last year for Hugo Palmer. Went through the handicap ranks on easy ground, not so good on quick ground. Pulled out at Ascot when the ground was too firm on his first intended start. If Hugo Palmer's horses turn the corner, it could be interesting.
Mm. Okay, and that's the Brigadier Gerard coming up later on in the week. Somi Dar, the 5-6 market leader for that. 7-1, Chain of Daisies, 8s for Autocratic, Mondi Elise and Steel of Madrid, 14s bar for that feature race on Thursday evening at Sandown. Anything else caught your mind lately, James, before we move on? I noticed that Solo has been retired. Absolute star of the 1 mile division a couple of seasons ago. Looked unbeatable in 2015, but the horse hasn't returned with the same glistening ability that he once had, and they've called time on Solo's career.
Yeah, sometimes it's a brave decision to do that, not risk him. Obviously, he had a pretty bad injury. Shame, because he was a very, very good miler, and he could have provided some competition over the trip for Ribchester, who obviously won so impressively at Newbury at the weekend. Everything was in his favour: ground, easy lead, and Galileo Gold. The Palmer horse is disappointing. He didn't have that much to beat, in my opinion, but he was impressive. And hopefully it's not one-sided throughout the year.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on then to take a look at some of Wednesday's races. Now we've got four picked out that we're going to take a look at, and we begin with a couple at Ayr, starting with their 3:50. 5 furlongs the trip for a handicap coming up here at Ayr. 8 of them going to post at the time recording, so with the dead 8 runners, provides an interesting look to the race, James. And we've got horses down the bottom who are just progressing nicely. The bottom three all come into this off the back of a win last time, and could be a few horses going places here, taking on those who are a little bit more proven.
Yeah, they're all in very good form, aren't they? Bottom three, Royal Brave, Invincible Ridge, Tommy G, all won last time out. And Royal Brave's probably the most interesting of those. That's been in very, very good form. Up another £3 for that last success at Musselburgh. Does make the task slightly harder. And I'm going to go for Tyler Wonder, number 5. Paul Midgley's in really good form, and this one has gradually been getting closer to winning his enclosure. 3rd on his first turf run of the season. 2nd last time out, just 9 days ago. I think tomorrow could be the day he hits the winner's enclosure with a yard in very, very good form. Naggers won very impressively in these colours at Thirsk on Saturday. Straight to the point, he's interesting. 3 seconds in a row, though. Slightly concerning for the win purposes, but he's an obvious danger for Connor Beasley and Brian Smart.
Okay, Tyler, we wonder then the selection for James in the 350 race at Ayr. We move on to their feature contest then on Wednesday. This is the 520, the listed Rothesay Stakes over a mile and a quarter. 28 grand on offer to the winner. Just a field of six down to contest this year's renewal. What did you make of these, James?
Well, we got last year's winner, haven't we? Maleficent Queen for Keith Dalglish, but she could be against a pretty decent type in Nezoir, who represents Roger Varian Stable. Certainly comes in here with the highest official rating, 108, combined at the highest level last year. Not quite good enough, but dropping back to the listed company should suit. And it's not a particularly strong listed race, to be fair. Only six runners this contest at Ayr. 50 grand on prize money. They might have hoped for a slightly stronger field, to be honest. But they've still got six runners. They've got an Irish Raider in Elm Grove. Probably not good enough off the mark of just 77. But has won two of their three starts this year. And you never know with a filly in form. Maleficent Queen herself has had a pretty busy year. Three starts so far. Does need to improve perhaps on the best of those efforts. But you can imagine she's been targeted at this for a fair time, having won the first ever running. I'm going to stick with Nezoir. I think that's going to be pretty hard to beat for Andrea Zani and Roger Varian.
Nezoir gets the nod in Ayr's feature race then on Wednesday as we take in a bit of jumps action now from Suttle with their 6:20 feature race on the card at Suttle. There's a handicap chase over 2.5 miles. Again, just the six going to post this time. But again, we've got the majority of the field arriving in fairly decent nick, James.
Yeah, well, one of them who wasn't in good form was Manila Tweet, but won very nicely last time out 19 days ago for Paul Henderson and Paddy Brennan. Comes in here off bottom weight, just 10 stone 11 on his back. He could be very, very interesting. Finally found some form, well handicapped, and he will be the one for me. Of the others, strongly suggested he's been in pretty good form for John Joe O'Neill and Aidan Coleman. Won nicely last time out, but handicapper might have just got hold of him. Son of presenting, he doesn't run, so only five runners now. Agincourt, Harry Teal, somehow claim will be needed. But he's inconsistent, but on his day he's got a chance. But I'm going to stick with Manila Tweet for Paul Henderson, and Paddy Renham.
One down the bottom then, Manila Tweet gets the vote in that 6:20 race. So the final race then to come on today's podcast comes from the Poly Track at Kempton Park. The 7:40 is a mile and a quarter handicap Class 3 event, this one. And it looks as though it could be a potentially interesting race, James. There's quite a few who arrive here with potentially a bit more improvement to come.
Yeah, yesterday this race was won by Alma Dover last year. It was a very, very well handicapped horse for David Lanigan and George Baker. This time around, we could have another very, very well handicapped horse in Wadagore for Roger Varian and Harry Bentley. Obviously, Andrea Zani is not going to get from Ayr to Kempton in the 2:20 gap between the listed race and this contest. So Harry Bentley could have picked up a very, very nice ride.
Not even in the helicopter, James.
Even in the helicopter, they would struggle.
Right.
Scotland to Kempton, it'd be a fair, trek.
Yeah. But having never ridden in a helicopter, James, I wouldn't know how fast those things go, whether or not it was doable.
I think even then it'd be slightly tight.
Yeah.
Perhaps not worth the money either. Mm. What is it? 7,472 to winner. But Harry Bentley picks up a nice ride here with Andrea elsewhere. He's got to be interesting 2 from 2, isn't he? He could be anything. Mark of 96 is fairly high. Interesting they've gone this route rather than perhaps listed contests or something a little bit higher. Or those that are a little bit more exposed. Jacob Katz is in really good form this year. 2 from 2 in 2017. Perhaps he's a little bit higher in handicap now off 93. But he's certainly in the form of his life. Of the others, Mr. Carlett. Another one that's very, very lightly raced. Won his last two starts. But a big gap in between. One as a two-year-old and one as reappearance as a four-year-old at Windsor last time out. He's interesting. With Kieran at Schumacher taking off £3. Got to mention Hell Yeah for Brendan Powell. I think this was maybe an ex-Godolphin purchase or something. One run, one win. Unfortunately, that was 2 years ago. Obviously had its injury problems since then. I think it sprung a bit of a surprise when it got the job done for Fergus Winnie and Brendan Powell. As a four-year-old, he reappears as a six-year-old off bottom weight. He could be anything. Just watch the market for Hell Yeah, because obviously he's done absolutely nothing wrong. So a fascinating contest, that 7:40. At Kempton, but I'm going to take a chance on Mr. Carlett. I think that Roger Charlton could have a nice horse in his hands here, could still be well handicapped. Wagdegor might just struggle to give £7 on his return. So, in that contest, that will be the one, Mr. Carlett.
Okay, thank you, James. And just give us a quick recap, if you would, then, of your four selections for the races we've looked at on Wednesday.
Yeah, they're in the 350 in a very competitive 8-runner sprint. We've gone for Tyler E. Wonder for Paul Midgley and Paul Moran, and the team that are in great form. 5:20, the listed contest. We've been a little bit boring. going to go for Nezwar for Roger Variant and Andrea Azzoni, the class filly in the contest. Then off to Savile for a little bit of jumping in the 6:20. We went for the bottom weight Manila Tweet. Paddy Brennan takes a ride there one last time and could still be well handicapped. And then finally in the 7:40 at Kempton, we've gone for Mr. Khaled for Roger Charlton.
There we are, the thoughts of James Millman on Wednesday's racing. And remember, you can tune into Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Alex Dunn, Paddy Aspall and Gary Capewell in the studio. Yarmouth, Lingfield and Ayr to come in the afternoon. Kempton, Suttle and Wexford in the evening. That's all to come on Wednesday. Thank you very much for that, James. Enjoy the action and best of luck.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.